Amen. It's good to be in church tonight. Amen. All right, if you want, you can take your Bibles, or if you would, take your Bibles, and you can go to Philippians chapter number 1. I'm going to jump right in because every time I preach on a Wisdom Wednesday, I go over my time limit, and I got put in the hot seat tonight and first, so the pressure's on. So Philippians chapter number 1, I want to share something with you that I actually shared with some men in my Bible study. A couple of them are here tonight, and I'm glad you're here. Some of this will be a repeat to you, but something I shared a while back, and I was praying about what to share tonight, and I really felt like God laid this on my heart. I believe I'm preaching tonight, speaking to tonight, a group of people that have a great desire to just be real, to be a real Christian. And the Bible says this in Acts chapter number 11, verse 26, it says, "And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." And so they were called Christians, which means a little Christ. The disciples were given that title of a Christian. And I want to speak to you tonight about that a little bit, but I want to come at it from this angle. I believe that term Christian has been hijacked. I believe there's been an identity theft of the term or the title Christian. And so, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about that tonight. The Bible says in Philippians, you're in Philippians chapter 1, let's go there. Philippians chapter 1, the Bible says this in verse number 27, it says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." You see, the Apostle Paul said here in Philippians chapter 1, he said, "Only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ." That word conversation there means your lifestyle. I believe everybody here knows that. And the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, let your conversation, let your lifestyle be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. That means that it is suitable to, that it matches up with, that it is, it's appropriate for the gospel of Christ. He's saying, hey, your life ought to match up with what you are. And I believe I'm preaching to a group of people tonight that understand that truth and have a desire to not only understand it, but to act it out in their life. And so I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. But what I want us to look at is some things that I believe have hijacked the term Christian, some things that have stolen that title in our day, and how that we need not to be guilty of it ourselves. I don't want to be guilty of these things tonight. And so I want to look at a couple things. First, I want to say this. There's two things, and I want to talk about the second one, and I'm moving kind of quickly here. But the first thing is this, that has hijacked Christianity. It's this, it's false religion. False religion has hijacked Christianity. There has been an identity theft of the term Christian, right? From the book of Acts, when that term was first used, it said they were first called Christians. The disciples were first called Christians there in Antioch. Since that time, about 2,000 years ago, when that term was first used, that term Christian, which meant little Christ, the Jesus disciples were called Christians. They were called little Christ, basically, or Christ-like, right? Since that time, that term has been hijacked. And I'll tell you, one thing that has hijacked that term is false religion. There's all kinds of false religions out there in the name of Christianity. Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 5, the Bible says this, "For many shall come in my name," right? Jesus said, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Verse 11, he said this, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." You see, in our day, there is a lot of false religion, and that has hijacked the term Christian, right? Now, I realize I wish I had more time to set up what I'm trying to say tonight, but I want you to understand this as I get into my message. You know, there's a lot of people that we talk to on a regular basis, and when they hear that title, when they hear that term, when they hear somebody say Christian, they automatically, their mind thinks of something, and most of the time, it's not what the Bible teaches a Christian is. If you're honest, and I'm honest, before I got saved, if you were to ask me what a Christian was, I probably would have given you a wrong answer because I did not know what a real Christian was. I had something in my mind that I thought of when I thought a Christian, but it was not what this Bible teaches because that term has been hijacked. There's been an identity theft of Christianity, right? We all know what identity theft is, right? Well, there's been an identity theft of the term Christian in our day, and it's because of false religion. There's many false false religions out there. And I'm not going to go through all those, but you know, there's many of them. They name the title Christian. There's people that would say, oh yes, I'm a Christian, and they're a Jehovah's Witness. And you say, well, Brother David, don't you think they're Christians? Not Bible Christians. Not Bible Christians. You say, well, the Catholics, are they Christians? They may be saved, but they're not a Bible Christian. You say, man, that's pretty hard, Brother David. No, that's Bible, right? So that term's been hijacked, Mormons. There's some good moral Mormons out there. And you say, well, aren't they Christians? They say they would be classified under that title of Christian, right? But can I tell you, they're not what the Bible teaches is a Christian, right? Some of them may be saved. I don't know. I doubt many of them are. But some of them may genuinely be saved and have trusted Christ as their Savior. But a Christian is Christ-like. A Christian is a disciple. A Christian is somebody that is a little Christ, right? And so Bible Christianity has been hijacked. We could go on and on. I won't go through all the false religions in this world, but there are many out there under that title, under that umbrella of Christianity that's far from what a Christian really is. Okay? But number two, and this is what I want to talk about, not only has false religion hijacked Christianity, but false representatives. False representatives. I'm just going to give these to you. Now, I don't have time to go into each one of them, but I'll tell you this. I've been guilty probably of all of them. So I want to say that before I get started. I've been guilty of everything that I'm about to say, but I don't want it to be, I don't want my life to be classified by it. See, not only has false religion hijacked the term Christian in our day, but so have false representatives. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, if you would. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Paul said, let your conversation, let your lifestyle be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. He said, your lifestyle, your conversation ought to be one that is suitable to the term Christian. It goes along with the title Christ, the gospel of Christ, or Christian, right? And so 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, I want to give you the first group of people. And I fell in this category before. I don't want to be, but if I'm honest, I have been. But I don't want it to be my lot in life. But there's many that I believe are living in this place. And that is this, the carnal Christian. The carnal Christian. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The Bible says this in verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto, here's our word, carnal. He said, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, and here he finishes it out, are ye not carnal? Paul said, hey, you're carnal. You know that word carnal means. It means you're fleshly. He says you're being controlled by the flesh. Basically what Paul is saying, if you read back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, in verse number 14, Paul talks about the natural man that receiveth not the things of God. So Paul says, hey, there's three men. There's the natural man. He's lost. He's not saved. He doesn't understand the things of God. He's still in his natural state. And then there's the saved man, but he's carnal. He's a saved man, but he lives like a natural man. And then he says there's the spiritual man. So there's three classes of people. There's the lost man, the natural man, the carnal man. He's saved, but he lives like a lost man. And then there's the spiritual man. He's saved and he lives like it, right? And I'm telling you today, in our day, carnal Christianity has hijacked the term Christian. A lot of people, when they think of a Christian, they think of that person that they go to work with. They think of that person that's in their family. They think of that person that they know that says, hey, I'm a Christian, but they live just like they do. That's what Paul's saying. He's saying they're babes, right? He said they're carnal. He said even babes. I thought about that term babe, and I thought, you know, I've got a babe in my house right now. You know something about a babe? They are controlled by their desire. A baby is controlled by their desire. When my baby wants milk, that's all she can think about. She doesn't care about what my wife's doing. She doesn't care about what we're doing. She doesn't care about, we can be on our way to church. We could be on our way. We could be doing anything. It does not matter when that baby gets hungry that she's got one thought in mind, and that's me. Paul said that's what these people are like. They're carnal. They're controlled by their desires, what they want. They're not controlled by the Word of God. They're not controlled by the Spirit of God. They're not controlled by Almighty God. No, they're controlled by themselves, by what they want, their desires, their babes. He said they're carnal. They're controlled by the flesh. And you see, there's many in our day in the term of Christian, under the umbrella of Christianity, that are very carnal. They are saved, yes, maybe saved, but living like they're lost. They're living like a natural man. I mean, I wish I had a little more time to elaborate on this, but you just think about it yourself. Carnal Christians, right? It's been hijacked. Everybody's a Christian these days. I mean, I'm a Christian. Are you saved? I'm a Christian. You got visiting. You've got to get people lost before you can get them saved because of carnal Christians. They think, well, if they're a Christian, I know I'm a Christian, right? And so Christianity's been hijacked by carnal Christianity, by people that think that they can name the name of Christ, and they can, but they name the name of Christ and they live like they're lost, and there's a world that's watching, and they're thinking, well, if they're saved, I'm saved because I'm just like them. I do what they do. I watch the same movies they watch. I go to the same places they go. I look like them. I talk like them. I listen to the same music they listen to. I laugh at the same jokes they laugh at. I use the same language they use. I'm no different than them. So if they're a Christian, I must be a Christian. You see, it's been hijacked. Carnal Christians. Number two, this is where a lot of us might get in trouble. See, we go to a Bible-believing Baptist church, and we live by the fact that we're different. We're separate. We don't live like the world, right? We look a little different in this world. We're pilgrims and strangers, and we're passing through, right? But this is where we have to be careful, and that's number two, the critical Christian. The critical Christian. Go to Luke chapter number 18, if you would. Luke chapter 18. So we got the carnal Christian hijacked. It's been an identity theft of Christianity. And it's happened because of carnal Christians, but not only that, it's happened because of critical Christians. I said I've been a part of all of them. I've been carnal before. Controlled by my desires, controlled by my flesh, controlled by what I want. And I can tell you this, I've been critical before. Luke chapter number 18, the Bible says this. It says in verse number 9, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You see, he's talking about that critical crowd here. Verse 10, he says, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I'm better than they are. Can I tell you, not only has the carnal crowd hijacked the term Christianity, but this one hits a little bit closer to home in a church like ours, the critical crowd. Looking their nose down at everybody else. Well, they can't be saved. They don't carry a King James Bible. There's no way they're a Christian. Yeah, there's Christians that don't carry a King James Bible. They can't be. Look at the places they go. There's no way they're a Christian. Look at the things that they're involved in. Look at how they dress. Look at how they talk. Look at how they look. There's no way they're a Christian. Yeah, they're saved. Yeah, they might be. Maybe they haven't grown yet. See, if we're not careful, we can fall into this crowd, the critical Christian, and it's hijacked. It's hurt the term Christian. See, some people, when they think of Christian, they don't think of that carnal crowd. You know what they think of? They think of that critical crowd. They think of that crowd that they can never be good enough for, that crowd that's always staring their nose down at everybody else, and they never can do enough. They never can be good enough. They never can arrive. There's always not there. You understand what I'm saying? That's what this crowd was. You know, Jesus was, I was doing a study on the disciples not too long ago, and Jesus even had to get on his disciples about this sometimes. Look in Luke chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9. Look at verse number 49. It's in Mark, it's better, but I like it here in Luke 9. Luke 9:49 says, John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Mark's account, I like Mark's account a little better, but for the sake of time, we won't turn there. But they say twice. They say, Master, he's not doing it. He's not following us. And they use that word us. And I underlined that in my Bible, put out beside it, you. They should have said, Master, he followeth not you. But they said, no, he followeth not us. Right? And Jesus had to get on his disciples numerous times. And if you read in the Word of God, you'll see numerous times where Jesus had to remind his disciples, oh, guys, they were trying to send them away. Send them away. People were coming to Jesus. The disciples saying, oh, get away. That Syrophoenician woman, get away. They were bringing children. And Jesus said, hey, y'all get on out of here. And Jesus said, oh, fellas, suffer not the little children to come unto me. You see, we're not careful, we'll fall in that critical crowd. And so there's the carnal crowd, there's the critical crowd, and then last, there's the commercial or the celebrity crowd, the celebrity Christian. Acts chapter number 8, you can turn there if you'd like. You go to Acts chapter 8 if you would. I think I'm right on time. Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8, the Bible says in verse number 18, and when Simon saw that through laying on, of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You see what Simon's problem was? He was a celebrity Christian. He was a commercial Christian. It was for benefit. It was for gain, right? It's hijacked Christianity, guys. A lot of people, when they think of Christian, they don't think of what we think of because they don't know this Bible. They've never read this Bible. All they've ever seen is people that profess to be Christians. And some of those people are very carnal. And some of those people are very critical. And some of those people are just celebrities. It's the politician Christianity. Everybody's a Christian when it comes time to vote. Then the sheriff's going to church. And I ain't talking about our sheriff. He might go to church every Sunday. But I'm just saying, then the delegate, he's at church. The governor, he's at church. The president, oh, he's a Christian. Our sitting president right now, said like in the book of poems. That's the Christianity I'm talking about. In the book of poems. The poemist said. That's what he said. The poemist said. Right? That's that celebrity Christian. That's that Christianity that's for gain, and it's killing the cause of Christ. There's actors, there's athletes, there's politicians, there's businesses, and all they have to do is attach the name Christian to it. I can't tell you the times that I've had good, solid people tell me, oh man, he's a good, solid Christian. And he's a horrible testimony of Christ. Talking about an athlete. He's a good, solid Christian. He hasn't darkened the door of a church in 10 years. But because he says he's a Christian, he's solid. And I know we got to be careful about that, but I'm just saying, hey, this celebrity Christianity is killing us. It's killing us. God help us. God deliver us from a carnal Christianity. God deliver us from a critical Christianity. And God help us not to get caught up into celebrity Christianity. What can I get out of being a Christian? Help us to be real Christians, like the book of Acts Christians. The disciples were called first Christians. Let us live lives that are becoming to the gospel of Christ. God help me. I hope you took what I've said in the right spirit. I don't want to be a carnal Christian, but God help me not to be a critical Christian, and I sure don't want to be a celebrity Christian, seeing what I can get out of it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. I pray, God, that you would take your word tonight. Speak to hearts, Lord. And just do what you desire to do. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.